Joey Morelli is doing so much for not only the city of Chicago, but for the world in a way. You are traveling all over the world. We'll talk about where your next trip is to help fight hunger, food insufficiency. You own a place called Max's Deli, well known in Highland Park. Joey, when did you think, okay, I'm going to go beyond feeding people who come to my deli for a nosh, and instead, I am going to make a difference in the world?
Mid-40s.
In the mid-1940s? You haven't been around that long.
In my mid-40s.
Aha!
I realized that maybe I had messed up the wife and kids thing.
What do you mean?
Well, I had a wife, but I wasn't very good at it, and I had no kids. So I said, if I turn 50 and I still haven't figured that out, well, I'm going to just start Joey's Food Fight. I've always had a dream of cooking for orphans all over the world. I don't know why. I've always wanted to be a chef. I wanted to be a chef in high school. I knew I was going to be a chef. That's what I was going to be. My grandmother was a chef. She was making fresh noodles. The other kids would be playing baseball. I'd be hanging out with grandma. Always wanted to be a chef. I want to cook for orphans, so I figured I'll be Uncle Joey all over the world. That's plan B, and it's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. Do you have any idea how many people you have fed in the various countries now that you've gone to?
Well, in the Philippines alone, I've been there twice, and in Cambodia, And it's in Phnom Penh, the capital city, and in the garbage district called Stung Ming Che. I had to practice that,
easy
by
for
the
you
way.
To say.
I had to
Very
practice
impressive.
That. Stung Ming Che. I had to practice.
Impressive.
So that is literally a garbage dump. There's a book written about it called The Rent Collector, about the garbage district of Cambodia. It is a breathtaking book, The Rent Collector. Hmm. So we built Joey's Food Fight Kitchen. That's my thing. I'm going to put Joey's Food Fight Kitchens all over the world. And on my second trip, we took this kitchen, about 20 orphans, and we cooked for thousands over a month period of kids. And we would just bring them food. They would come to the orphanage called Hope House, which is a gentleman that founded it from Deerfield.
Hmm.
And his name is Eric Lyons, and he got my journey started when I went to Cambodia and cooked with him and for the garbage dump kids.
And that was your first trip?
That was my first mission.
All you know, right. How many have there been
now? I'm kind of a missionary.
Yeah. So
weird.
Of
weird.
Food. So how many have there been now?
Cambodia, Thailand, Ukraine, which was the most impactful thing I could ever imagine.
I want to. I'm interrupting you because I want to talk about Ukraine. I remember having you on the radio. We were talking about that. I think you were in Ukraine at that time that we had you on. What was your impression? Are you surprised that it's still continuing to happen there? That the war continues? And how bad is this situation?
Well, first of all, I can see that moment when I'm sitting with you talking. It was amazing that you gave me that opportunity, that platform. So thank you. It was amazing. And I felt real for a moment in my life. It was amazing.
What I had nothing to do with it.
I know, but I think you know what I mean. It's nice to be connected to WGN from Ukraine. That's insane.
Technology is amazing.
It was just, an amazing experience for me. So being in Ukraine, first of all, to me, it was, if you were in France in the 40s, this is what it felt like. This, I got to experience, my mom's Jewish. Mm-hmm. I got to experience what it felt like to be in Europe when Hitler was doing his thing. It was terrifying. And I stayed in a town called Stream, near the Polish border. And the closest big town was Lviv. And bombs dropped pretty close to me. And I sure hope my mom's not listening right now because I promised her that they did not.
Well,
it was terrifying.
Yeah, I can't imagine living like that. So you knew at some point you were coming home. It still was terrifying, I'm sure. However, living like that each and every day, I can't imagine. I mean, I would imagine people literally have PTSD as a result.
Well, the men literally, one of the guys that picked me up at the airport and drove me with a military presence to get me through the Polish border, it was surreal. He got grabbed by the military, because what does Ukraine need the most? They need men to fight, right? Mm-hmm. And these men are going into battle to die. Not blaming Ukraine. What are they supposed to do? You know, I know that they shouldn't be grabbing people, or should they? I don't know. It's surreal. He got grabbed. He disappeared. They've never heard from him again.
Wow.
Nobody's done anything wrong, but I mean, it's just insane. The town I was in is where all the injured soldiers are. You talk about soldiers with no limbs. It's the town where all the cats and dogs are scattered throughout the streets because everybody abandoned them. It's a town with 5 makeshift orphanages, which I went to. So in the morning, I'd cook for all the soldiers and wives and kids. In the afternoon, I'd feed the dogs and cats.
Oh, nice.
That was the best part of my trip.
I like that.
And then in the evening, I go to the orphanages and bring the kids candy and ice cream and goof off.
Yeah.
It was by far the most impactful experience anybody could ever have. And would I have had it if I didn't screw up my marriage? So I guess...
The advice you have,
I guess it worked out just perfectly.
To screw up their marriages.
Screw it up and see what happens. That's my advice to everybody in this world.
Okay, I don't quite agree with that, but that's okay.
When I say screw it up, just trust that the universe will figure it out for you. How about that?
Okay, I'll buy that. Joey Morelli is here, Joey's Food Fight. What is your website so people can learn more about the incredible, and it is, Joey, incredible work that you do?
Joey's Food Fight.
.com. And in addition to that, so we mentioned Cambodia, Ukraine, where else?
Cambodia was first, Ukraine was second, Mexico was third.
Where then were you in Mexico?
I was in a Querétaro. That's a tough one.
It sounds familiar.
Querétaro, just north or south, I forget, of Mexico City.
Okay.
Yeah, like an hour and a half north, south, east or west of Mexico City.
All right.
One of those four. I'm sure about that. And nobody knows this town. You could mention it to 30 people in Chicago. You'd go 0 for 30. It is breathtakingly beautiful. I mean, it's landlocked, so nobody goes to Mexico for a landlocked town. I get it. However, beautiful. I went to 5 orphanages. 5 weeks. I also cooked for an indigenous community. That was amazing. Amazing. And we built them got 2 Joey's Food Fight kitchens.
Right there.
Yeah. We haven't built the sign yet, but it's there. It's operating. And I'm actually putting in a flat top in about 3 weeks.
What's a flat top?
A griddle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So your goal is to do these and to build these kitchens, and you've achieved that.
I have.
Where do you get the money from? You had a fundraiser last night.
It begins with fundraisers and begging people for money. And no shame in that, because it's a beautiful cause, right?
Yeah.
No shame in it. My ego explodes when I do it because I don't like to ask for anything. But shame on my ego. It works. So the fundraiser is great. Corporate sponsorship has been giant. Cisco donates food, money. Cisco donates. I cook all over the city. We'll talk about that whenever you want. But Cisco is they donate everything for me. And I do online social media, like follow, share, nonsense type of stuff.
Yeah, but...
And that's working, and it's building, and it's growing, and I'm actually doing my own editing now.
Well, more than I can do.
Oh my God, it's a nightmare.
So what are you doing around the city?
Joey's Food Fight has certainly evolved into being Chicago. It's, again, let the universe guide you. Close your eyes and see what happens.
Well, last week we had on the executive director of the Chicago Food Depository, and she was talking about the need in Chicago, how it's actually, she believes, unfortunately, increasing. What is your perspective?
Well, my perspective is street view. I've been there. A year ago, there were migrants living in the police stations.
Mm-hmm.
It was bat poo. It was crazy.
Yeah.
There's this woman I cook for. Her name is McLucky. That's right. Her last name is McLucky. She's my buddy. She operates OrangeTentProjects.org.
These are literally
orange tents all over the city. Everybody that's listening has seen those tents.
Mm-hmm.
They're gross. It doesn't work. And everybody uses them as basically a place to dump their junk. Because, unfortunately, the city has not participated in the problem. Full stop. And there's nobody that could tell them any differently. And it's okay. I'm not here to judge. That's the facts. They have not participated. So
I want to hear more about that, though. What do you mean they have not participated? Because Mayor Johnson said, I want to do something about the homeless issue. It did get worse, a lot worse, because of the migrants coming in. But nevertheless, What do you mean nothing has been done?
Well, I have a firsthand view, so they've done nothing. That's why I say full stop. The Orange Tent Project is privately funded, mm-hmm. and the city has all... These are orange tents. What happens in the winter when it's 30 below and your nose hairs freeze? How are they going to do? There's all these buildings all over the city. I've talked to many people in Chicago Help Initiative, Catholic Charities... all over the city, I have lots of friends in this field.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these vacant buildings all over the city. Instead of putting people in tents when it's negative, why not take an empty building and put people in it? They haven't, full stop. And I mean, I barely even know the mayor's name. He seems like somebody that I don't know anything about him. It's so strange that I don't know our mayor, and I'm a Chicago guy.
Brandon Johnson, and
I know,
we'll be talking to an alderman later in the show.
That's not true.
Where are you going next?
I leave for the Philippines on the 18th,
great.
17th, 18th, and 25-hour flight.
Yes.
And everybody's like, why don't you fly first class? Well, come on. I have enough points to fly first class, but how do you go cook for people that when it rains, sleep in the mud,
mm-hmm.
and then upgrade your ticket? Problem is my knees, my back, my Achilles, everything hurts. 100-hour work weeks. So I don't, these are hard flights.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I'll be in the Philippines cooking for a fishing community, cooking in Bacolod. I mispronounced that, I'm sure, for kids. In different orphanages and different group homes, whatever you want to call it. And they don't have school there. If you can't afford to go to private elementary school, you don't go to school.
Hmm. And you were telling me before we started that there was a reason why you chose the Philippines. Several reasons, but...
Well, first of all, full disclosure, the most important reason is 3,000 diving islands. Scuba diving.
Oh, are you a scuba diver?
I don't cook for anybody that doesn't let me dive. Sorry. Like even when I was in Querétaro, Mexico, it was landlocked. But a 12-hour drive to Huatulco worked just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know that area, believe it or not.
Diving is it's like my heaven, my zen.
Why? So,
ever seen the movie Pandora? Is that what it's called? Or is it called Avatar? I forget.
I know Avatar.
That's the movie. That's what I feel like when I'm diving. I feel like I'm on that planet. I'm on another planet.
I think the people, I don't dive, I scuba. But when you're there,
you scuba dive.
No, I snorkel.
You snorkel.
I'm sorry. But you are in another world.
Completely. And then if you are brash enough to do a night dive, it's like you're in another world.
Yeah.
And you just chill.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
How can people learn more about your non-for-profit, Joey's Food Fight?
Like, follow, share. It's on TikTok. It's on YouTube, Facebook, Insta, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a website, joeysfoodfight.com.
And maybe, just maybe, our friends at United Airlines or somewhere will hear this and say, hey, you don't have to pay for any ticket. We'll take care of you.
I am working on that, and it's going to come when the universe hands it to me.
Okay. Well, I'm glad the universe has handed you to us and you to Chicago. You do amazing work. It's incredible.
It's a blast.
Well, that's the way you look at it, but you're helping a whole lot of people, and that is more than a blast. That's wonderful. So thank you very much. Good health. And when you come back, you can come back on the radio if you so desire.
First, we're going to a Cubs game.
Fine by me. No.